I'm Shannon, and this is the Claude Notes Brief, your weekly rundown of Claude Code updates and Anthropic news for the week of June 8th. Claude Code now supports a configurable chain of fallback models. Anthropic has confidentially filed for an IPO. And Microsoft's AI chief is raising concerns about Anthropic's pricing. Let's start with Claude Code. The headline this week is a fallback model chain, and it changes how the tool behaves when your primary model is overloaded. You can now configure up to 3 fallback models, tried in order. So when your top choice is unavailable, Claude Code walks down the list instead of just failing. The fallback flag also works in interactive sessions now, not just one-shot runs. And when the API rejects an unexpected non-retryable error, Claude Code will retry the turn once on a fallback before giving up. Auth errors, rate limits, and transport issues still surface immediately. Those aren't masked by the new behavior. Building on that reliability theme, admins can now pin version ranges through Manage Settings. Set a required minimum and maximum version, and Claude Code refuses to start outside that window, pointing the user to an approved version. That's useful if your organization needs to stage rollouts rather than letting auto-updates push new releases to everyone at once. On the safety side, Claude Code now prompts before writing to sensitive config files. That includes shell startup files like the ZSH and bash login scripts, your global Git config, and, when you're in accept edits mode, build tool configs that can grant code execution. Things like npm config files, yarn config, Bazel settings, pre-commit hooks, and dev container definitions all now require confirmation. The idea is straightforward. Edits that could quietly hand over code execution shouldn't happen silently. A couple of smaller behavior changes worth flagging. Cross-session messages relayed through SMV no longer carry your authority. Receivers refuse permission requests that came in from another session, and auto mode blocks them outright. If you have multi-session workflows where one session was approving tools for another, you'll need to grant those permissions directly now. And there's a new command to list installed plugins, with filters for enabled and disabled, which makes it easier to debug which plugins are actually active in a given session. On to Under the Hood, where the theme this week is cleanup around background agents and session resume. A batch of fixes addresses sessions that lost chat history on restore, background agents incorrectly showing as completed after resuming, worktree sub-agents being blocked from editing their own files, and sessions booting on stale models. There's also a fix for 5-second stalls when attaching to a session and crash loops in worktree-launched background sessions. Cross-session messaging through _session no longer breaks when the temp directory environment variable points at a deep path. The MCP tooling got attention too. The list, get, and add commands now redact credential headers and URL secrets. And they stop expanding variable references when printing, so secrets don't leak into your terminal scrollback. On Windows, permission rules now match correctly when written with backslashes or with different casing in the path. Read-deny rules also hide files from glob and grep results, which closes a gap where denied files were still discoverable through search. And one small fix that'll save some frustration. A single file grep, egrep, or fgrep now satisfies the read-before-edit check, so Claude can edit a file it just searched without making a redundant read call first. Now to the broader Anthropic news, and there's a lot to cover. The New York Times is reporting that Anthropic confidentially submitted a draft S-1 to the SEC, setting up what could be a $1 trillion public debut. That's a significant shift in the financial backing and accountability pressure behind Claude Code's roadmap. Public markets bring quarterly scrutiny that private companies don't face. Running alongside that filing, the Wall Street Journal covered Anthropic's call for industry coordination to enable a pause in AI development if self-improvement risks materialize. The company is essentially asking labs to agree in advance on conditions that would trigger a slowdown. It's a useful window into how Anthropic's safety posture may shape future model gating and rollout cadence. And on the competitive front, Bloomberg reports that Microsoft's AI chief, Mustafa Suleiman, publicly flagged Anthropic model pricing as too expensive. That comes as CNBC covers how Microsoft and Google are ramping up their own AI coding offerings to challenge Anthropic and OpenAI. Taken together, it's a useful signal on the cost and competitive pressure shaping which models end up powering the tools you use. We'll link all of those in the show notes, along with two Anthropic engineering posts worth your time. One on dynamic workflows in Claude Code, and another on lessons from building and scaling skills internally. That's it for the brief. I'm Shannon, and we'll see you next week. The Claude Notes Brief is researched, written, edited, and produced by Anthropic's Claude Opus model. Subscribe to the Claude Notes newsletter at claudenotes.co for deeper analysis and additional coverage. Music by MV Archives. This podcast is not endorsed by or affiliated with Anthropic PBC. Claude Code is a registered trademark of Anthropic.